Hello, I'm an advisor working on gender issues in the Ministry of Gender, Family and Child. I would like to speak about the Women, Peace and Security agenda. As you know, Resolution 1325 adopted in 2000, the DRC first launched it in 2017, and we had the first plan of action in 2010. And that plan of action had 10 different topics. And to have the second national action plan, we focused on the pillars that call for Resolution 1325. So that's participation, prevention, protection. And we followed the African Union's indicators for the National Action Plan, and since we are a fragile country, we included the New Deal in the second generation National Action Plan. We respected the UN standards, asking for the plan to be reviewed every 4 years, and in 2023, we had the second plan. 2024, we just reviewed it in order to have the third generation National Action Plan, which was approved on November 19th, 2024 by the Ministry of Family, Gender and the Child. And this third generation plan includes activities to improve the level of women's participation. And for the first time in the DRC, we have a Prime Minister woman since the independence, and the government has 32% women occupying high positions. There's awareness raising campaigns which are carried out to raise awareness about women's rights and the importance of their participation in the peace and security process, to prevent sexual based violence, and to implement measures to protect women and young girls from gender-based violence and participation in peacekeeping activities. We have also collaborated with international organizations, and as we were going to approve these plans, we had to figure out how the plan was going to be implemented. Of course, this plan has five different pillars because we added another pillar, a fifth pillar on emerging conflict. Pillar on natural resources, one is on human trafficking, and another one is on urban crime. So the plan had $26 million earmarked. And you might ask yourself, where are these $26 million coming from to set up that third generation plan? Well, we have the assistance of the government and public and private partners. And of course, we have our international partners. Norway, for now, is providing assistance to raise awareness about the third National Action Plan. So we're using Norwegian funds for that. There are some innovative aspects in this third generation National Action Plan. We included a concept of positive masculinity. As you know, the president is a champion of positive masculinity, and we have included this in the third generation National Action Plan for Resolution 1325 of the United Nations Security Council. We can't say that the DRC is among African countries that have a third generation plan, aside from Mali and Burundi. The DRC is the third country to have a third generation NAP for Resolution 1325 of the UN Security Council. Thank you.